Namaskar, this is Dr. Veda Pragyananda, and we have another episode of DharmaCast. And today I want to talk on a topic which I think can be quite interesting. It's called Leela, the cosmic drama. So we're going to explain what this word Leela, it's a Sanskrit word, and it means the sport or play of the supreme entity, the divine sport. So what is this divine sport? To put it in context, there was once a question was asked, why was this universe created? What is the purpose of it? If there's a God, then what was the purpose for God to create a universe like this? So philosophers have never been able to give an explanation. In fact, it's called the fallacy of infinite regress. Our mind can't go back to explore a state where it was not even in existence. So where philosophers failed to provide a satisfactory answer to why, you can explain how the universe was created, we can explain the process of creation of stars and so many things, but the why, that this is a big question. So where philosophers were not able to answer this question, simple devotees they provided an answer. And I'm going to read from a passage from my teacher Sri Sri Anandamurti, where he explains this answer given by the devotees. So the devotees said, "My Lord was alone. You know how troublesome it is to be all alone. Anyone who is forced to remain alone for 5 years together will either die or become mad. In the same way, my Lord was all alone when there was no universe, no expression, only a state of complete vacuity. No one can imagine what a terrible situation it was. Hence, to break the monotony, to remove the dullness of loneliness, he started to create the universe to play with his own children." And my guru continues, "There is no other reply besides this. Thus, the supreme cognitive entity became metamorphosed into many, the one universal father, the one supreme progenitor, continuing his divine sport with his innumerable children. To some people, this divine sport is very painful, while to others, it is extremely sweet and pleasing. But this is his Leela, a great drama. In a drama, some people must play the parts of unhappy people, and some must play the roles of happy ones. Otherwise, the drama becomes dull and boring. Likewise, this world too is a great drama. Paramapurusha, the Supreme Consciousness, is directing a great dramatic performance, and according to his sweet will, he may call anyone and take them in his vast macrocosmic body. During the enactment of a drama, all the characters, the dramatis personae, some are acting as great scholars, some fools, some as extremely happy, and some as wretched beings, should bear in mind that they are simply playing the roles allotted to them. They should always think, in reality, I am neither very happy nor very miserable. I am not an erudite scholar nor a fool. I am merely acting a particular role. If people remember this, they will neither be afflicted with sorrow nor elated with joy. This is what is called cosmic inheritance, cosmic heritage." So this is a unique way of looking at this world, because sometimes we get afflicted by it, we really get down by it, and we need a perspective. So one perspective is that this whole world is a great big drama, and we're playing a part. And although we have to play our role to the best we can, we have to keep the perspective of the play. Just like someone who's in a performance, a person, a man or a woman in a performance, a play, they may be involved in their role, and they have to do their role really well to convey the message of the play. But they also know that it's just a job. At the end of the day, they're going to go home, and this role is finished. So we can't, in the same way, like an actor or an actress, we can't just say we're going to go home and be somebody else. But we also have to have a perspective that it's part of some cosmic drama, and that it will pass. You know, whatever state you're in, if you're a happy state, you're in a sense that state is going to pass, and you're going to have a different role tomorrow. Tomorrow is going to be another day. So when you have this perspective, it helps. And another thing to consider is that this world is also kind of like a dream. And, you know, sometimes you can have a bad dream. I remember one time I had a dream was not so pleasant. And then in the middle of the dream, then I realized, oh, this is only a dream. I think I'll wake up. So similarly, a lot of our troubles and misfortunes are momentary on their passing. And if we can remember the bigger picture, then we can wake up from the bad dream, and we can rewrite it. We start again. The thing didn't happen. But there's another way also to deal with the afflictions of the world. And this is the secret of it's called the Rasa Leela. Leela is that that play. The rasa is the flow. It's the cosmic flow. And it's a play, it's a dance even, of the divine dance, the dance of the Supreme. So how to enjoy this dance? How are we going to enjoy it? Enter the dance party. And according to the yogis, the secret is to become one with the cosmic flow. We become one with the cosmic flow. So we, first of all, we have to think everything is a part of our cosmic consciousness. And we have to remember this. And we have to expand our mind. I've discussed this in some other podcasts. The first process in this, what's called a Dharma Sadhana, is that we have to expand our mind. So we have to expand our mind. You know, if you just think that you're a sack of skin and bones, then you're going to be afflicted by the world. But if you realize, no, you're not just a sack of skin and bones, and you expand your mind and you see that your mind is part of an infinite consciousness, then you have another perspective. And so when you get that perspective, what will happen is that you will begin to flow with the Supreme. So that means that suppose you're in a river, if you're trying to paddle against the current, it's very difficult. But if you can learn how to move with the current, then it becomes a joyful experience. You will enjoy, yes, I'm rafting on this river. I'm not toiling, but I'm enjoying the thrill of the ride. So the same way, as our mind expands, we open up and we see what is really the cosmic will, what is the will of God. That's why the religious people say, thy will be done, not my will. So when we can put our ego aside, and then we see that there's some bigger picture, and we can play part of that bigger picture, then we will flow, and we will enjoy, it will be the Rasa Leela. It's the divine flow, it's the joyful dance, the playful dance, and we'll play our part nicely in this world. So the secret then is to remember who we are. And that's, see, we remember so many things. You remember your PIN code for your credit card, or your Facebook passcode, or this passcode. But the main thing that humans have to remember, the most important thing to remember, is that we are part of that cosmic consciousness, that we are a drop of the divine consciousness. And the process for remembering that's what meditation is all about. It's not meditation. Many people have an idea, oh, it's, well, I'm going to lose my stress. Okay, that's true. But the main reason of it is to remember who we are. And when you remember who you are, then you can flow with that cosmic consciousness. And so this world it's a drama, and you take your part in the drama, and you play. And so when you get that, when the bad time comes for you, you'll also know that it's passing. And even when the good time comes, you also know you won't get too elated, because that's, we have a tendency, humans, we have a tendency to, when we get down, we get really down. And when we get up, we get really up. But when you get really up, and it's a little, you go flying above the sky, and you have to come down to ground one day. So we have to keep perspective. So when you remember who you are and what you're doing, and you understand that this is really a cosmic drama that's going on, then you can enjoy life in a better way. You can play your part. But when I say that it's a drama, it doesn't mean that, you know, everything, it's fate. You know, everything is a fate that which you can't change. No, you have to play your role. And part of playing your role is to change the things that you can change. There's some things that you can change. There's some things which are beyond your capacity, beyond my capacity, beyond anyone's capacity. And then we say, yes, it's the cosmic drama. Like if the earthquake comes underneath us, there's nothing we can do about that. But that's part of the drama of our life. But within that drama, whatever we can change, whatever we can do, we should do it. So it's not a fatalism, but it's also not hubris, a pride, you know, that we can do anything. No, you can't do anything. Old expression is the human proposes and God disposes. Yes, we propose things, but not everything is within our control. So this is what is meant by the word lila. It's the cosmic play. So all this world is a play, and be the joyful player. That's a quote from the Incredible String Band. But they called it, the name of the song is Maya. They called it Mayer, because I don't know if they misunderstood it, or but it rhymed with player, so they did that. But that's the truth. We have there's this cosmic Maya, this cosmic play that's going on, the cosmic Leela, and we should be a joyful player in this dance of the Supreme. So this is what Leela is all about. You can read more about it in the books of Sri Sri Anandamurti, other books on yoga philosophy. So that's just a short little episode. So thank you very much, and listen again, DharmaCast. And namaskar. And namaskar means I salute the divinity within you with all the divine charms of my mind and the love of my heart. And namaskar.